The stories and photos on the pages of Nostalgia Magazine show glimpses of life in the Inland Northwest from years gone by. From home life, school days, and the workplace, you can relive a style of life that we all loved and cherished. Call today to subscribe, 443-3678, or visit us online at nostalgiamagazine.net. Nostalgia Magazine, ageless stories, ageless photos.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane, where veteran host Kent Adams seeks out and discusses the latest on a variety of hot topics.
Welcome, Kent Adams with Let's Talk Spokane, and I'm pleased to have back an old friend, and I guess we can say that because both of us have aged a little since I first met you about 40 years ago.
Yeah, a little bit, Kent.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Chuck Harmon, how are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm fine. Today I'm fine.
Okay.
You know how it is.
Oh, God, yes, yes, yes. I have a friend who this morning at breakfast said something about his dad was staying with him because his mom was in the hospital and those kinds of things. And he said, you know, dad has to get up and go through my room. It's a one-bedroom house to get to the bathroom. And you know how many times old people have to get up and go to the bathroom? And I said, yes, I do. I am one.
So the conversation has devolved already.
Yeah, yeah, it has. So from here, it can only go up. Chuck, you and I first met way back in about 1976 when you were at KXOY 920 and you did some TV stuff there and so forth. And, mm-hmm. and then you did that for a few years and went on to a financial consulting business.
Right. In 78, I left broadcasting forever.
Yes. Yeah. How's that worked out?
Well, actually, pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. But what interests me the most is what you've been doing the last couple of years.
Actually, I retired from financial services in 2008.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I'll just lean back in this recliner and watch sports on TV.
You can do today, 24/7.
You absolutely can. Yeah. Yes. And I was prepared. I had my cup holder filled and... My wife didn't like that. She said I was being sedentary.
Yes.
And so she put a paintbrush in my hand. She's been an artist all her life.
Okay.
And said, why don't you try painting? I said, I can't draw a stick figure.
Right.
And as it turns out, that was correct. But there's a thing called abstract art.
Yes. So and it saved you.
Hey. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
After maybe 6 months or so, I really got into it, started meeting people in the art community.
Okay.
Having been in sales and in broadcasting, networking is easy for me.
Right.
And
right.
I've gotten to know, I'll say I know half of the luminaries in the art community in Spokane by now. And it's come in handy because I've raised my hand once too often, and I'm publicity for a couple of big art events that are happening this fall.
Right,
and,
right.
The first big one is this Spokane Studio Art Tour.
Okay.
Now, an art tour, what's that? That's where artists open up their studios.
You tour art. You start on one corner of the art and go around it.
Yeah, well, that's one kind of art tour. That's a really short art tour. This one is a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You can go online and look up studioarttour.com.
Okay.
We even came up with a jingle in my ads on Cool.
Oh, Lord.
Studioarttour.com.
You didn't sing, did you?
I did. That was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there goes your patronage.
If you remember at KXLY, I did jingles.
Yeah.
Well, I did one jingle.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the studio art tour. There are five homes on the north side of Spokane.
Okay.
That will open their doors and open additional artists in. There will be 35 artists in five different locations.
Okay.
Our location, our house, will be open.
Okay.
It's near.
Now, you're all doing this in your homes.
We're all doing it in homes.
Okay.
Where there are art studios.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh.
And so, 9 people will be at our house. There will be 8 or so at another place, 5 at another, et cetera. These are pretty big names in the Spokane art scene.
Right.
you know, notwithstanding me.
Well, you have to balance things out,
have
right?
To balance things out, and I'm good at publicity, so
right.
That's what they hired me to do, and for the grand total of nothing.
Yeah. So they're paying you what you're worth?
They're paying me exactly what I'm worth.
Okay.
It's the weekend, second weekend in September.
Yes.
The 10th and 11th.
Right.
Let me grab a brochure here.
Yes.
This is a brochure that, where do I point this? This is the kind of thing that you will look for on the counters of all art-related stores like frame shops, art galleries, et cetera. The Spokane Art Supply Store has some of these. Or you can go online, and there'll be a
almost everything today has to be online.
Everything
as
is
well,
online,
doesn't it?
And it's going to be in a magazine called Art Chowder.
Ah, okay.
So in Art Chowder, I've written.
Is that only good on Fridays?
It's good. It's good every day of the week.
Oh,
Kent.
Okay. You miss me,
you're
don't
as,
you?
You're as funny as you used to be.
Just like you get paid nothing. Okay.
So online, there's this deal, and also in the magazine, which will be out in the last weekend of August.
Okay.
There will be an article by Chuck Harmon about RAFA, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Right.
RRAFA, and juxtaposed to that will be this map. As you can see, well, maybe you can't see. There's no zoom on this, probably. But each of the artists' names are underneath each of their locations.
Okay.
Well, after each name in the Art Chowder publication will be the page number where their ad is.
Ah, okay.
And then, so if you want to know more about, let's say, Alice Harmon,
right.
You could click on her name and go to her website and see her art.
You've got a whole bunch of people coming to your place, don't you?
Yeah,
I mean, you really do. You look like you have more people than anyone else.
We do.
Of course, there are two of you, you and Alice, so that kind of helps start things off. But,
right.
But
we have a very diverse crowd, as you can see. We've got John Altberg, who's a wood turner.
Okay.
And he collects wood.
Okay.
He has collected so much wood that he can't park his car in his garage anymore.
Okay.
But he does.
Does he have a wife nagging him about that?
You know, he's got a really nice wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife would, but...
Yeah,
John,
mine too, yeah.
John, yeah. I just mentioned him in passing just because I recently saw his new website, and
right.
It is absolutely stunning. So
nice.
He'd
nice.
Be a guy to Google and
right.
Look up. But you see the last name there, Jan Priss. She
yes.
does landscapes of the Oregon coast. She lives in Tillamook.
Yes.
She's Alice's daughter.
Oh, really?
All
okay.
three of Alice's daughters are... absolutely fantastic artist.
Nice.
And this is the first year that Jan decided to be in the tour. So.
That's great.
So we're importing talent from...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, family, that's okay.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I see a Chuck Harmon here and an Alice Harmon.
That's right.
Yeah, and
yeah.
You just painted abstract, and she actually painted something.
Yeah, she does whimsical things.
Yes.
The
yeah.
one that's portrayed in the brochure here is a thing called Schools Out.
Okay. That quacks me up.
Yeah. I don't know if you can show a picture.
Oh,
of
we will. We
okay.
Will. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's the studio art tour, September 10th and 11th. Come one, come all.
Right. I want to talk about, okay, you're going for, I mean, you're like me, where stick figures are next to impossible.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I saw a kid's one the other night on one of the news programs, and I'm going, gosh, that was like a five-year-old. That's better than I could do.
Yeah.
But you've got a painting you did here. You brought it, right?
I brought it to show if you thought it
yes.
might be interesting.
There's
a couple of interesting things about it.
What goes into making that? What's the inspiration?
These are my favorite colors.
Okay.
Okay. So reds and yellows and shades thereof is what I have in a lot of my paintings.
Okay.
One of the first questions to me when I joined the crew at Avenue West Gallery back in 2010 was, are you a pyromaniac? I said, what?
I thought maybe you were marketing to firemen or something like that.
She says, all your paintings look like fire. And I said, well, I didn't mean it to be that way, but that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, but the colors you pick do.
So... if I'm just doodling, and that's kind of how things start from time.
Yeah, you start with a blank sheet of canvas.
Either a canvas or a board.
Okay.
This is on a board.
Okay.
So I'll start in the upper left-hand corner with a color.
Okay.
Typically, it might be red. Then I'll...
Is that because we learn to read starting at the top left?
Probably so.
I mean, if I had
grown up in India or China or someplace else, I'd be back the other way. You can get a guy off topic really.
Yes, I can. And that's my job, okay? And I do it well, don't I?
You're a past master. So I just kept blending colors. And there's probably a dozen pieces that people saw in the Garland Art Fair this past week.
Okay.
That were this style. What I've done is blend a lot of colors. Maybe there's a dominant place, a focal point.
Yes.
Obviously that.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that.
And some counterpoint colors.
I was going to say, what are they doing there?
They're to complement.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was your attempt at the little ducks that your wife did on her painting.
Those are fish.
Oh, are they? Oh, okay. Don't let her see this, okay? Those are fish. Well, it's small. And my bifocals are...
I understand.
Okay,
I understand.
Yeah, she'll understand.
She will.
Yeah, right. We're in deep trouble, aren't we?
We are both deep in trouble. Yeah.
I'm told we get to go to break in 2 minutes. That might allow us to catch up. But, yeah, go ahead.
So your camera has probably picked up the sheen or the reflection.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not glass.
Okay.
This is resin that I pour
over. I was wondering that.
The acrylic paint.
Okay. Because you're too cheap to put glass on?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why do you do the resin?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
But it may take longer than the 2 minutes we have until the break.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we take a break and then come back and we can talk about the resin instead of glass.
I will tell you about the place I found out about resin and how it works.
All right. We'll see how that resonates, okay?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Kent Adams, co-host of Business Talks. I'd like to introduce you to a couple of friends, Lisa and Alan Gwaltney of Window World. I've known Lisa and Alan for a number of years and know them to be honest and caring folks. They take pride in their windows, sliding doors, and blinds. So when it comes to your home, call them direct at 509-456-5880. That's Window World of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. And if you tell them Kent sent me, they'll give you 5% off a 5-window installation. Call them today at 456-5880.
Hi, this is Tom Sawyer of Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, and we're very excited to start our first year at our new location just on the north side of Kendall Yards. Come and enjoy a great cup of coffee and see the display of coffee memorabilia dating back to the 1800s. Or pick up a pound of our freshly roasted coffees to make at home. We're open Monday through Saturday starting March 5th. Or find us at TomSawyerCountryCoffee.com. Come watch us perk up when you walk in.
You're listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
Welcome back. My guest is Chuck Harmon. And we were talking about your abstract painting.
Right.
I do know that you like the red tones and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're telling me that there's not glass on there,
which
often happens. You have resin on there.
Right.
Why? What does that do differently than glass?
All right.
Why that technique?
I was attracted to some paintings by an artist in town, Melinda Melvin.
Okay.
She does abstracts with a lot of texture in them, and she does cover them with resin.
Ah, okay.
And I'd thought about doing that. But I don't do stuff like hers, and the thought just kind of stuck there in the back of my mind. Then we went on a trip to New Mexico.
Okay.
And went to a huge 300-booth art show.
Oh, wow.
It's called the Weems Art Gallery, once a year, annual show. And ran across an artist there. I'm going to forget his name. Kurt Merkel. Okay, Kurt Merkel does abstract art on birch panels.
Oh, really?
And then covers them with a resin.
Huh.
And so I started a conversation with him and was drawn to one piece that I eventually bought from him with the proviso that he explained the entire process of how he covers it with resin.
Right.
And he did.
Good.
He told me the wholesale outlet where he buys the resin. And when I got home, which was in November of 2014, I sent in an order for a gallon of resin.
Okay.
You buy a gallon of the resin and a gallon of the hardener.
Right.
And you mix them together in equal parts.
Right.
Then you pour it on your surface, and it's self-leveling.
Ah, okay.
Now, it is.
If your item is level.
Is level. And
right. Otherwise, you have a swimming pool, a deep end and a shallow
end. One of the first pieces I tried was on canvas, which wasn't stretched well enough.
Okay.
There was a depression in it, and it self-leveled to the center of the canvas. So that was just one of many.
Don't you think you kind of have to go through that to really know?
You absolutely
okay,
do.
I mean, you don't do that again, do you?
No. I paint on – if I'm going to put resin on a piece, it's on board.
Okay.
And I will put two little styrofoam cups on each corner so the resin can drip off the edges.
Okay.
Because that was another thing I learned, that if you don't let it go all the way to the edge, it's – not gonna go all the way to the edge, and you'll have some.
So you gotta pour enough that it
right.
drips
you gotta
off.
Waste some.
Yeah,
yeah, which is clever of the resin manufacturers.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, people have suggested that I put little dams around the edge, and I tried that too.
That could be damn hard to do.
Well,
though.
it's damn hard to get it loose once the resin hardens. So anyway, that's it's been validated too by a very famous local artist, Terry Lee, says he really likes my abstracts with resin.
Okay.
However, sales have been slow.
Okay.
And that's a whole different subject we could spend
program on. I want to ask you, because when you mentioned you bought this painting from this fella and he, in a sense, educated you on the resin process and the tricks and so forth,
right.
I get the sense, because you've said you know at least half the artists in town and so forth, that there is a community that helps each other. Is that true?
Oh, that's absolutely true. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've been refused an answer to anything, you know, with a
Of course, you have
small
a homemade one with Alice there, but well, it allows you to go out and test ideas.
With Alice, it's not constructive criticism.
So things haven't changed. Okay.
Well, you know, you are going to get absolutely truthful criticism from your spouse.
Right, right.
You know, how do you like this, Alice?
Right.
I don't.
Okay.
Okay. Can you elaborate?
Okay. Can I have two more tries with somebody else? Right.
Yeah. But that is a problem in the art world out there. If you have a show or you're in a gallery or something and someone walks up to your art and says, "That's beautiful."
Yeah.
And I always say, if I'm there to respond to that, I say, it is for sale.
Ah, okay.
Or would you like to meet the artist? Or, you know, something to get the conversation going. Most often, people back off and don't buy it. And so...
Why is that, you think?
Well...
We're not consuming and buying art?
We have to
buy the name pieces sometimes? I mean, what is that?
You've just named a couple of things. I don't think Spokane is
sophisticated enough.
Well, I wouldn't say it that way. It's just they, as a community, they're not used to buying original art, I don't think.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion, but it seems to be that more people will say, "Do you make prints of this particular piece?
Yes.
Or can I get a print of that somewhere?" And there are websites out there where artists put their stuff up and
you
can buy
the
original, or you can buy the prints, or you can buy cards, or you can buy coffee cups or whatever.
So if I buy the original for something like this, what are we talking about in range?
It's not expensive. It's $100.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
No,
if you were to do prints, though, what would that be?
Well,
I'm looking for the difference.
Well, my cost would probably be, I don't know, $15 to $20, and so I'd have to sell it for $40.
Right, right.
Why not buy the original?
Exactly, exactly.
And I've got a lot of originals, you know. I've got an inventory. And
well, that's why you're having a couple of these sales coming up.
Right.
And we talked about the September 10th and 11th Studio Art Tour. Again, where do they find more information on that one?
These brochures are available in shops and stores around town.
But everyone wants to go to the web or Facebook.
Everybody goes to studioarttour.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
That's easy to remember.
Okay.
All you do is sing that song all together now.
I'm glad you did that. Can we edit? Yeah, okay. All right. And then there is something else coming up in October, and I see, oh my gosh, look at this. It has October 7th to 28th. And then it has a reception, and then it has a second Saturday art tour. This is a big deal.
This is the annual River Ridge Association of Fine Arts show.
Otherwise known as RAFA.
Everybody calls it RAFA. And so this year I ended up being the show chairman.
Okay.
Another time I raised my hand and said,
Or you got to be careful if you don't show up at a meeting. They going to sign you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So this started out being a juried show.
Okay.
Now, a juried show means that you send images.
There are 12 people that come in. And
the 12 angry men.
Yeah.
The jurors decide whether your art can be in the show or not.
Ah, okay.
I didn't like that idea.
Okay.
But I went ahead.
Because it kept not letting you in? No.
Well, let me get back on track here.
Good luck with that.
The juried show idea didn't work, not because I didn't like it, but because the website email address attached to the website couldn't hold more than two images at a time, and so we had to scrap that idea, and it's not a juried show.
Okay.
So anybody can apply for the show, get their art in. The deadline for application for this show is the 10th of September.
Okay.
So we've got a while.
That's the first day of this show.
That's right.
Right.
How convenient.
Yeah.
purely coincidental.
Right.
So
yeah,
you just go to the RAFA website, which is SpokaneRRAFA.com.
Okay.
And click on the downloadable entry form.
Okay.
It costs $25 to enter one piece.
Okay.
It costs $30 for two pieces and $35 for three pieces.
Oh,
simple as that. Just send in your money, and you're in the show.
All right.
The show will be judged.
Ooh.
There are three jurors that will see the art when it's on the wall, and they will decide what the best art is in various categories.
These aren't the same people that do the county fair, are they?
They are not.
Okay.
They're completely different.
Yeah.
But there will always be controversy, and people will not agree with decisions. Our organization doesn't have a lot of money.
Okay.
And so,
kind of like you and me.
It's just like we're used to that.
Okay.
First prize is $300. We could handle that.
Okay.
But the rest of the prizes are quote unquote merchandise prizes.
$1.95.
Well, they're donations from merchants.
Oh, okay.
So, for instance, we have a couple $20 gift certificates from a framing shop.
Okay. Right.
Spokane Art Supply is donating some. So we'll have, I don't know, maybe a dozen other prizes.
Okay.
Last year we gave out four cash prizes, which really depleted our treasury.
No kidding.
So this year we decided to go that way. And that's I think that's going to work out just fine.
But it's nice to be able to say you have won.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There are lots of art categories. I didn't bring my list today, but I looked it up on the web, and there's page after page after page of art terms and categories. I think we're probably going to do it in the landscape and abstract and floral and things like that, depending upon the number of entries that we get in each of those categories.
So, my wife enters every year to the county fair.
And
one time she won in the professional division. She went from amateur to professional.
Yeah.
And there was a comment on the back of the note or whatever it was that said, this is great, except your buildings are leaning. Well, it was of a photograph that I took of a ghost town.
Now, when the buildings were leaning.
If you're 160 years old, you lean, okay?
That's right.
Yeah.
So they did, evidently the title of the piece did not indicate to them that this was the leaning ghost town.
It was pretty obvious
Montana.
What it was, yeah. But anyway.
Well, I mean, that's the way that's set up. And we didn't talk about where it's going to be.
Yes, well, talk about where it's going to be.
Hatch,
okay.
Like have you ever heard of Hatch? No, it's not a contraction. It is Hatch.
Oh, okay.
It is an art incubator in the valley.
Oh, okay. Never heard of
it. It's at the corner of Far Road and Sprague.
So it's far out there.
Far out there in the valley. It's probably mid-valley if somebody's watching from Sullivan Road or something. Anyway. It's 9,000 square feet. They have little art studios in there for individual artists to practice their work, and they've got large galleries. So we will be in the largest gallery and another room because we've already gotten 60 pieces entered into the show.
Nice.
As of this taping or digital recording or whatever this is.
It's like Film at 11.
And I think it's a great venue. The show will have an opening. October is Art Month in Spokane, if you didn't know that already.
No, I didn't know that. I learn something new all the time.
Well, that's good.
And at my age, that's good.
There's going to be lots of various art activities that whole month. Our opening on the 7th will be first Friday.
Right.
The 8th is second Saturday, and Hatch always does something on second Saturday.
Okay.
So it's just the calendar
works out perfect.
We'll have 2 days in a row that it'll be wide open for the public to attend.
Nice.
And then there will be selected days throughout the rest of the month that it'll be open. Hatch itself.
And it's free.
It's free. No, you don't pay a dime. Just come on in and
buy something.
Well, buy a piece of art, yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yes, all of the art on the wall will be for sale.
Okay.
There will be titles and there will be prices.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that my wife and I talk about often. I'm not an artist. I don't even come close. Okay.
Well, your wife should enter the show.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah.
But the lack of some of the support for art in the schools and other places and what that does to the mind and so forth, that we really need to ramp up and do more. And
there's a small tidal wave coming of inserting an A in STEM and making it STEAM, and the A stands for art.
Yeah. Because you look at some of the intellectuals and the smart people and like doctors and others that are doing art. Mm-hmm. My wife's heart doctor was retiring, and he said, "What should I be doing?" And she talked him into doing art because she had given him a painting.
Yeah.
And that's what he does now. He
Fantastic.
Loves it.
He should enter the show.
Absolutely loves it.
And tell him to enter the show.
Yeah, and has told her many times, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, it's brought new life to what I'm doing.
It's therapeutic on one hand.
Yes, yes.
It's fun.
Yeah.
If you're not having fun, just stop doing it.
Right,
you know,
right,
but
right.
So...
Chuck, let's remind folks again of the two shows, the Studio Art Tour, and they can get information at?
StudioArtTour.com. I will not sing it again.
Well, thank you.
and the other one is SpokaneRafa.com.
Right. Okay.
SpokaneRafa.com.
Okay. And if they want to get in touch with you, how do that?
We have our own website. It's HarmonyArtsSpokane.com.
Okay.
Type all of those letters in right next to each other, no spaces.
Yeah, right.
And there's a whole file of Alice's art and Chuck's art. And then we have an events page that tells us what we're doing next.
Nice.
And if I remember to update it, it'll be current.
Chuck, thanks for coming.
Hey,
We're done.
Wow.
Yes, I know.
Time flies.
27 minutes go really fast, don't they?
Well, thank you, Ken.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Great, and I'm pleased to see all these activities and the support of a growing art community. And I wasn't kidding about, you know, these shows are free, but go buy some art.
Look up another website, www.artchowder.com.
Chowder.
Art Chowder is
like in the chowder you would eat?
Well, it's a magazine.
Oh,
it's a locally produced, slick beautiful magazine for the art community and people who enjoy art, but it's for culinary arts, performing arts, and visual arts.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Great. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
All right. All right. Thanks for watching.
Let's Talk Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask us a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Thanks for listening.
As a runner, I push myself. Good enough has never cut it with me. I always want to improve my performance. So when I realized that my house was using more energy than it should, I wanted to improve how it performed too. Thankfully, Avista helped me out. They offer energy efficiency rebates on insulation, high efficiency water heaters, even smart thermostats. Now my home runs just like me, in peak condition. Check out Avista's rebates for yourself. Go to avistautilities.com for more information.